Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. There's a new military agency. You know, prior to World War II, there was the Army, there was the Navy, and that was pretty much it. The Marine Corps, of course, the Marine Corps is technically part of the Navy. I knew officers in the Navy back during the Vietnam War who transferred within the Navy to the Marine Corps. So there was the Army and the Navy. You know, you had George Washington with the Army and John Paul Jones with the Navy. As aircraft started to get more sophisticated during the Second World War, you had the Army Air Corps. That was sort of a part of the Army. My dad was a Marine during the Second World War, and he flew for the Marine Corps. They had their own aircraft. But it occurred to people that maybe we should have an Air Force. We have the Army and the Navy, which includes the Marines, and of course the Coast Guard, which is very much linked to the Navy. It's on water. But then you have the Air Force. So an Air Force was formed after the Second World War. So you have land, ocean, and sky covered, which is what everybody knew about and thought that was it back after the Second World War. Well, when Sputnik came along and the early space probes came along, that we put astronauts on the moon in 1969, we have a space station. We have spacecraft on Mars. We have them going around the solar system, out of the solar system. It's occurred to everybody, well, maybe there's a fourth area where we have to have a military agency. And so the Space Force was formed. That was formed in the Trump administration. People dump on Trump, no one more so than I on this radio show. But I think objectively speaking, it has nothing to do with Trump. It was smart to start a space force. So you have Army, Navy, which includes Marines, and of course then the Coast Guard, Air Force, and Space Force. Now, the Space Force has a commanding officer, just like the Army has a commanding officer, the top general, the top admiral in the Navy, top general in the Marine Corps, and the top admiral. They call them admirals as well in the Coast Guard. And you have the top officer, they call them flag officers. The reason they call them flag officers, they have you have a two-star, three-star, four-star. Two-star in the Navy is a rear admiral, three-star vice admiral, four-star is an admiral, and then the head admiral is designated that. Generals are somewhat the same. So this guy is the head of the Space Force. Well, he has a penchant, it turns out, for speaking out on politics in a very strange way. And he was going on social media complaining about Marxism in the military. Marxism in the military. Hey, look, Jack. Hey, look, Jack. I served in the military. There are more combat medals in union halls than in hedge fund conference rooms. So knock it off. Knock it off, okay? Who do you think stormed the beaches? Normandy, over in Iwo Jima. You know, there were a lot of people there, and a lot of them were union guys, okay? So knock it the F off. This guy is shooting his mouth off about Marxism in the military. The funny thing to me, and I would have said, if I just were asked hypothetically which of the services would be the most, not just right-wing, but also the most disruptive on politics, you know, you might think, well, the Army or the Marine Corps. No, 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 no. The Air Force. The Air Force Academy, they've had issues there with the faculty. The Air Force, frankly, some of the people, not all, I had three cousins who served in the Air Force, and actually a nephew as well. Terrific branch of the service. But this sentiment that somehow higher ranking officers are immune from the Hatch Act, that they can do politics while they are on active duty, has got to be written out. Okay, period, end of story. So what did Biden do? His people, he yanked the guy for speaking out against, quote, Marxism in the military. You can't have a commanding officer demoralizing the troops. You can't have that. And, you know, this is time to revisit a very important part of American history and military history. We, unlike a lot of countries, subordinate the military to civilian control. The President of the United States is the commander-in-chief of the armed forces. If he orders something militarily, it gets done. And if he doesn't want something militarily done, it better not get done. We want civilian control. Thank goodness the first president was also the most revered general, George Washington. And he established that back then. And we've had many, many generals and war combat veterans who have been president of the United States. Take two that you probably never thought of, Rutherford Hayes, William McKinley, right? Republicans back end of the 19th century. At the Battle of Antietam in Maryland during the Civil War, one of the bloodiest bayonet battles, one of the colonels was Rutherford Hayes, and his sergeant was William McKinley. So we had that. We also had several generals, obviously Ulysses Grant, obviously Dwight Eisenhower, and a number of others. But the military is under civilian control. So when this guy in the Space Force Command is shooting his mouth off talking about Marxism in the military, and what he's doing there is arguing about diversity in the military and all that, Jack, you are toast. Out you go. You're not going to lose your pension and then your rank and any of that kind of stuff, but you're going to be commanding a desk somewhere. You're not going to be commanding our Space Force. There's precedent for it. You all have heard of Douglas MacArthur. Douglas MacArthur was born and grew up in Milwaukee. They spelled the name MC and then ARTHUR. And I think his father stuck an A in to make it MacArthur he thought that was fancier. You know, a little bit of pretension. Anyway, this guy goes on as a general. He's a general in the Second World War and then in the Korean War. But he had a pretty high opinion of himself, and he's sort of like the Space Force commander. He thought he was hot stuff, and he also thought that maybe what he had to say is what should control. So in Korea, in the Korean War, 1950, 51, 52, my uncle Jerry Monahan, my mother's brother, was a private in the Marine Corps out there and saw some heavy combat, was wounded. And Douglas MacArthur was the commanding officer of the whole place, the whole operation. Well, Truman made a decision, and it was the right decision, because believe it or not, some people were suggesting that he use nuclear weapons in North Korea. In other words, our people were getting overrun. People like my uncle were there, and the Red Chinese came in human waves and tried to wipe our guys out. And MacArthur said, let's just use nukes on them. Nuke them just like we did Hiroshima. That'll teach them a lesson. And Harry Truman was a great president, one of our great presidents, and he had a good head on his shoulders. And he said, no, look, we used nuclear weapons 5-6 years ago. It's going to look like we only use them in Asia. We don't want to use them at all ever again. The way we do it is tactically put in more troops, shift them over here, protect them this way, and drum this down to a stalemate so we preserve South Korea. You're never going to, unless you kill everybody in North Korea, you're never going to get rid of that mindset. Let's contain them. And MacArthur said, F you. That's what MacArthur said. He did not perhaps use that word. I think he did. And you know what Truman did? He said, oh, really? You're toast. He fired him, yanked him. Now, that happened in South America, Africa, or Asia. MacArthur would have come back here and overturned the government. but we are not those other places. We're the American, we're America with the American Constitution, and MacArthur got yanked. He got yanked, and he should have been yanked. This guy's the same way, although he's not as famous as MacArthur, and he's also not a guy who, you know, has much of a constituency. But what in, for Pete's sake, was he thinking? What was he thinking? What was he thinking? Going on social media, he thinks nobody's going to see it? What, was he ignorant of social media? Thinks nobody's going to see it? Taking shots at his, the military for Marxism because he doesn't like diversity or whatever else he doesn't like. I don't know what he doesn't like. But this is a sentiment that in our military, and fortunately, 99% of our military is really kind of a vanguard of modern American culture. No matter what they were asked to do, they were asked, okay, open it up to women, including combat. Open it up to transgender people. Back after the Second World War, open it up to African Americans. All of this is correct, but it was countered to a lot of traditions, and that, yes, sir, that's what they said. And right now, you are better off in the military if you're a minority person than you are virtually anywhere in civilian society. They obey orders, and they do it right. They assimilate. And I'm a staunch supporter of the military, staunch supporter of funding, staunch supporter of the Navy, getting them up to 355 ships. And that's because we have outstanding generals and admirals and enlisted men and junior officers. But occasionally you have the rotten apple. You have the rotten apple. And this guy in the Space Force is a rotten apple. Biden took care of business. He did exactly what Truman did. He said, look, thank you for your service. I'm the commander in chief. You're not. You don't get to mouth off on social media about anything. Once you're the CO, commanding officer of the Space Force, you follow civilian control. That is what happened. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Gonna suck it to me now.